live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, for the first time, there were more nationalists from Northern Ireland elected to the House of Commons than unionists. Due to ongoing cases of flu, Sealda says visiting restrictions at Letterkenny University Hospital will remain in place again this weekend. The future of Lyford Community Hospital is to be raised at a public meeting next week, and investigations are continuing following the sudden death of a man in Letterkenny yesterday afternoon. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, the Taoiseach says the timing of the next general election may not be in his control. Speculation has been mounting about an election here in February after Boris Johnson's election win. If the Brexit withdrawal agreement is passed in January, it opens the door for an election here shortly after. But Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says it's not something he's contemplating at the moment.
My preference has always been for an election in the summer of 2020. However, that may not either be in the control of me or the leader of Fianna Fáil. And we saw how tight the numbers were on the last vote, and we see some indications from even members of Fianna Fáil that they might vote differently in a future confidence motion.
For the first time, there were more nationalists from Northern Ireland elected to the House of Commons than unionists. Sinn Féin keeps its seven MPs. The SDLP won two, with the party's leader Colm Eastwood taking the fourth seat from Sinn Féin's Alicia McCallion, while the DUP dropped two to eight. Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin's TD for South Donegal, Sligo Leitrim, says United Ireland is now a certainty.
I think a possibility is no longer the situation. It's an inevitability. It's now a project. It's not a vision or something that's way out in there in the future. It's a project that we now need to start planning for and working for, that over the next number of years we can have a situation in place where we'll have that poll on unity. And I think when that happens, it will be won, and we will move into a transition period where the 32 counties of Ireland will be governed as one.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach just says Stormont Assembly elections and direct rule will return to the North in January if power sharing isn't restored. Simon Coveney is urging Sinn Féin and the DUP to work together to ensure that doesn't happen. It'll be 3 years next month since Stormont collapsed because of the Cash for Ash controversy. And the Taoiseach just says January the 13th is the final deadline for the Assembly to be back up and running.
What currently allows Northern Ireland to function is a piece of legislation that was introduced in Westminster, which gives civil servants an awful lot more power than they would normally have, because we don't have political decisions being made by an executive. That law runs out on the 13th of January at midnight. What has been made very clear to the parties by the outgoing Secretary of State is that he intends to call elections in Northern Ireland if there isn't a deal on devolved government by the 13th of January.
Due to ongoing cases of flu, Sealta says visiting restrictions at Letterkenny University Hospital will remain in place again this weekend. Restrictions have been in place at the hospital for 2 weeks now. Sean Murphy, General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital, is appealing to people to cooperate with the visiting restrictions in order to protect patients and prevent further spread of the infection. He says they are experiencing on average 6 new cases of flu in the hospital each day. In exceptional cases only, family members may arrange with the ward manager to visit critically ill patients. Mr. Murphy is advising, however, that visitors who arrive without prior agreement from the ward manager will be asked to leave. The future of Lyford Community Hospital is to be raised at a public meeting next week. The Friends of Lyford Hospital say the decision to transfer the remaining two long-stay patients next month is a worrying one. Chairperson John Quinn believes this signals another step in a process which will lead to the facility's closure. He says this is the final push to get people behind their campaign.
Yeah, things are moving very fast and we felt that we need to get out and let the community know what has happened as soon as possible. Unfortunately, it's a very short notice, but the situation is critical for Lyford Hospital, and we've got to get the message out to the public that this is the last stand, that if long-term patients are moved, Lyford doesn't have to comply with HICTA, and next thing is, we're closing it. And we think it's very, 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 very close. So we have to let the public know exactly what's going on and let them then row on behind us, hopefully. And if it comes to a general election in this country, remember who's not working for us.
Given the statements from the HSE over the past week or so, is it a fait accompli that the two long-term patients are going to be moved in January, or do you believe there is still a chance that that could potentially be reversed?
Well, there's always a chance that any decision can be reversed, but I think, as you said, that has been accomplished, that the HSE intend to do it.
So that meeting takes place next Thursday night, John?
Next Thursday night in the social centre on the Conybury Road. A last push, so to speak, to get the community behind us and maybe reverse the decision.
Investigations are continuing following the sudden death of a man in Letterkenny yesterday. The death of the man in his mid-30s occurred in the Celtic Apartments on the Pierce Road at around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. His body has been removed to the mortuary in Letterkenny, where a post-mortem examination is due to take place. Gardaí say the results of the post-mortem will determine the course of their investigation. The owners of a not-for-profit accessible holiday cabin in Culdaff have told councillors in Inishowen that with financial support, they could build a second facility and double their capacity. The Hoistaway cabin was developed by Una McGinley and her wife Patricia Strait, who has MS. They developed a cabin which has a hoist, airflow mattresses, a shower trolley and other facilities offering holidays to people with disabilities. This week, Una McGinley told members of the Inishowen Municipal District that a second cabin could be developed for €100,000, and if the council could help them secure 30,000, they could have it up and running in a matter of months.
We can do an awful lot more. I've turned away 187 families that Inishowen hasn't been able to facilitate, that nowhere in Ireland can facilitate.
The cost of a second cabin, you estimate, could be done for under €100,000. On
yes.
The face of it, it doesn't seem a huge cost.
It's not. It's not. It's 100,000 because we have the groundworks all done. We have water and electricity there. We have the concrete there. It's the cabin and it's the equipment. And the equipment costs as much as the cabin itself.
The provision of the equipment means this is utterly accessible for people with disabilities and people with special needs. One of the issues you have, and you said this to the councillors, is the environment around the area, and particularly in terms of access onto the beach. More could be done in that respect in Culdaff.
It would be really beneficial to people. They can sit, yes, on the deck and overlook the beach, but to be actually get down, to feel the wind in their face and to have that experience of being on the beach that perhaps some people haven't had at all, it would be brilliant to be able to take people down onto the beach.
It'll be a surprise to many people to hear that this is really the only facility of its kind in Ireland, and you're drawing people literally from all over the country.
We're drawing people from all over the country. There was a place in Roscommon, yeah. Kirshla, which is now closing, and it was the only other place that had anything near what we have. I think it's something that Inishowen should be very proud of.
And you believe the council and perhaps the HSE and others working together can actually help you make that a reality very quickly?
If I could secure another 30,000, then I can order the second cabin immediately and it'll be ready in 8 weeks. We could have it up and running by the end of March.
Met Éireann says a weather warning may be issued as temperatures fall this weekend. Sleet and snow can be expected on higher ground, especially in the northwest and west of the country, with other areas experiencing frost. Temperatures look set to drop to as low as -3 degrees in some areas, with the coldest of the weather set to hit Ireland overnight on Saturday. Met Éireann's Joanna Donnelly gives an outlook of how cold it's going to be.
Where you'll see the wintry weather, particularly in the west and northwest, you're going to have daytime temperatures of only about 1 or 2 degrees. Further to the east, you might see 3 or 4 in the afternoons. That's really pretty cold, especially if it's windy about. Overnight, it's going to be below freezing.
And Donegal County Council says gritters will be deployed to routes across the county from 8 o'clock tonight. A Donegal councillor has warned that farmers, developers and even sports clubs could find themselves facing serious planning enforcement orders because they are contravening a law they didn't know was there. Councillor Paul Canning says some time ago new laws on the removal of soil, stones and other materials came into effect based on EU environmental legislation. However, he says these new measures have not been widely publicised and he believes Donegal County Council should be doing more to inform people about them.
There are farmers and there's developers that are unaware that if they shift certain types of soil to certain types of land, they are breaking the planning rules and they're also having a problem with the habitat and the legislation that's there. It's a European legislation that has come in, and what it is stating is people that are removing soil, stones, certain types of it, need to take it to a recognised dump, not to their own land. I was asking Donegal County Council, the environment section and the planning section, to inform these farmers off that legislation and tell them what they can do and what they can't do, because whenever they shift that soil, they might be unable to get retention for it and they have to remove it, but they have to remove it then to the recognised dump, which is unfair and which is very costly.
You made the point that this could be something that perhaps even sports clubs could inadvertently and innocently, as it were, fall foul of.
Very much so. There is clubs out there, there's golf clubs, there's soccer clubs that are trying to protect their own ground by putting embankments there, and they are reclaiming a small corner of the field, but all of a sudden then they're encroaching maybe on a sensitive area, and they don't have the proper planning. And then what happens is then whenever they go to get funding, it's discovered, hold on a minute here, you don't have planning. And then they're caught in a catch-22 because they can't remove it without getting an ecologist to come in and do the report. And that puts a serious expense on them. And it's just purely through lack of knowledge. And I think there's an onus on the council to inform the public of this situation.
A sum of cash and jewellery has been stolen during a burglary at a house in Strabane on Wednesday. It's reported that entry was gained to the property on the Ernie Road sometime between midday and 9 o'clock. The house was ransacked and a number of items stolen. Detectives investigating are asking anyone who noticed any unusual activity in the area or anyone with any information which could assist them with their inquiries to contact them at Strand Road on 101. 1 in 10 children who are entitled to get free school meals aren't being fed. It's because 71 schools across the country are failing to draw down government funding to pay for breakfast clubs and lunch bags. Some €8 million a year allocated to the school meals programme wasn't spent this year. Fianna Fáil TD Sean Fleming says thousands of needy children may be going without meals.
In the meantime, there's 10,772 children not getting a breakfast in the school in the morning or a hot lunch in the middle of the day, which they're entitled to, and the schools just haven't got around to drawing this down. There's 71 schools involved, so I said this is a disgrace. It's not fair for the children who are entitled to this.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny, now offering the new Donegal GAA Nevis range in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time to latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with cross-channel football. Jurgen Klopp says Liverpool's decision-makers had been asking him about a contract extension for a while. He signed a two-year extension to remain in charge of the Merseyside club until the summer of 2024. Klopp says he has the strongest possible bond with the Premier League leaders.
We have the chance still to develop a lot of things, a lot of exciting things coming up, obviously, with the new academy, with maybe a new stand and stuff like this. So there's still a lot to come, and but there will be cloudy days as well, and then you have to be there and make decisions. And I really feel, meanwhile, very responsible for all the things here.
Well, much like Klopp, Pep Guardiola insists that he is going nowhere. The Manchester City manager says reports of a break clause in his contract allowing him to leave in the summer are totally untrue. In Scotland, Rangers manager Steven Gerrard has signed a two-year contract extension with the club. The new deal keeps him at Ibrox until the summer of 2024. Last night, Gerrard successfully guided his side into the knockout stages of the Europa League. On the pitch this evening, there's one game in the Championship. Charlton Athletic play Hull City. That's at the Valley, and it starts at 7:45. While locally, at the same time, there's one game in the Donegal Junior League. It's in the First Division. Convoy Arsenal play host to Drumahl. Convoy can go third with a win at Orchard Park tonight. And among the games taking place this weekend, soccer-wise here in the Northwest, which is the final weekend before the break for Christmas and the New Year. In the Premier Division, the leaders, Capri Rovers, play KG Rovers on Sunday. That is one of five games to be played. While the leaders in Division 1 are Balbofee United and Glenay United, both on the road as they go to Kerrykeel and Lifford. While in Inishowen, topping the Premier Division ahead of Sunday's games are Alia. They lead by 2 points and they go to Buncrana Hearts on Sunday. While Clonmany Shamrocks and Alia Reserves are the leaders in Division 1. And Clonmany do have the opportunity to move a couple of points clear as they play Glenelg Colts this weekend. Just one game left this year in the Ulster Senior League. That is taking place tomorrow. Coghill Celtic are hosting Fannage United. Kick-off time down at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Ground is at 2 o'clock. Coghill looking to continue their good recent form. Last week, of course, they won down in Cork against Middleton in the FAI Intermediate Cup. In the Premiership of the Irish League, there's a full programme tomorrow afternoon. Sean Connor's Institute are at home. They play Glenavon. A victory for Stoot would pull them closer to moving out of the drop zone, the bottom two, that is, in the Premier Division. Among the other ties, Coleraine, who are the joint leaders, they go to Larne, and the side sitting top are Linfield. They're on the road as well as they head for bottom side Warren Point Town. In rugby, Jonathan Sexton is aiming for a return in time for the Six Nations. The Leinster out half required a scan this week on a knee injury sustained in last week's Heineken Champions Cup win at Northampton. Ross Byrne will wear the number 10 shirt for tomorrow's visit of the Saints to the Aviva. Ulster are the first of the Irish provinces in action this weekend. They'll be looking to continue their 100% record in the Champions Cup. Dan McFarlane's side sees two changes, with winger Matt Fettis and captain Kieran Treadwell returning to the 15. That game in Twickenham tonight against Harlequins in Pool 3 starts at 7.45. Locally tomorrow, there's AAL fixtures in Division 2C. OMA are at home as they play Sunday's Wales, while City of Derry are making the trip to Cork to play Middleton. More locally, in Championship 3, Letterkenny are off to Virginia, while Strabane are playing host to Newry. In Gaelic Games, Owen Kelly's been formally added to Liam Sheedy's Tipperary backroom team for their 2020 campaign. The six-time All-Star came on board as the Premier's free-taking coach in May en route to their All-Ireland success. Eamon O'Shea will take up a new role of performance director. Well, there's limited action this time of year on the Gaelic Games front, but there is one side who will be taken to the pitch on Sunday. That is the Termon Minor Boys, who are the Donegal champions, and they take on Emmyvale of Monaghan in the quarter-final of the Ulster Minor Club Tournament, which is hosted by St Paul's in Belfast. Termon have already played in the competition, taking victory against Silverbridge Harps of Armagh last weekend. Termon manager is Trevor Alcorn.
We know very little about Emmyvale. We know they've a few key players that played for Monaghan county team, the likes of maybe Ben Ryan there and Carol Gallagher. No, they're going to be players that we're going to have to watch out for and maybe get our matchups right. But we're not going to be overly concerned with the opposition. You know, we're going to worry. What we did this week at training was we tried to, you know, get right a few wee glitches that we had last week on our own performance. So we're going to try and look about, you know, our own performance first of all.
In snooker, Mark Allen has continued his sparkling defence of the Scottish Open. The Antrim man beat Scott Donaldson by 5-1 earlier this afternoon in Glasgow, and he is safely through to the next round of the competition. The PDC World Darts Championships get underway in London tonight. Down man Kevin Burness takes on Dutch star Jelle Klassen from 7 p.m. at Alexandra Palace. The winner plays reigning champion Michael van Gerwen in round two. Hockey-wise, this weekend in the Ulster Premier League tomorrow, the men are playing host to Bangor, but in the ladies' Premier League, Rafoe are on the road as they go to Randallstown. LYIT Donegal are looking for a first win in three games tomorrow. In Division 1 of the National Basketball League, they're in Belfast taking on Ulster University. In athletics, the North West Cross Country meeting takes place in the Grantia Park grounds tomorrow, with several hundred runners from primary school age up to 70 plus taking part. Local leading athletes Declan Reid and Scott Rankin will be among those seeking the top of last year's winner Neil Johnston, while Letterkenny AC duo Anne-Marie McGlynn and Nikita Burke, who was runner-up to Rachel Gibson last year, are also looking for victory in the women's category. And one other event of note on the athletics front this weekend, it's the All-Ireland Novice and Juvenile Uneven Age Cross-Country Championships. Meath is the venue. They're taking place on Sunday, and there's quite a few Donegal competitors heading that direction, hoping to bring medals back to the Northwest on Sunday night. That's it, Michaela. The next sport here in Highland is Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon, following the 2 o'clock news with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, showers will turn increasingly wintry tonight, with some snow accumulating over high ground. Minimum temperatures of 0 to plus 2 degrees and westerly winds becoming strong with gales on coasts. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, for the first time there were more nationalists from Northern Ireland elected to the House of Commons than unionists. Sinn Féin keeps its 7 MPs, the SDLP 1-2, with the party's leader Colm Eastwood taking the foil seat from Sinn Féin's Alicia McCallion, while the GUP dropped 2-8. Due to ongoing cases of flu, Sealta says visiting restrictions at Letterkenny University Hospital will remain in place again this weekend. Restrictions have been in place at the hospital for 2 weeks now. The future of Lifford Community Hospital is to be raised at a public meeting next week. The Friends of Lifford Hospital say the decision to transfer the remaining two long-stay patients next month is a worrying one. And investigations are continuing following the sudden death of a man in Letterkenny yesterday. The death of the man in his mid-30s occurred in Celtic Apartments on the Pierce Road at around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferris, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shaber Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Shot the Napriest Guilty. Falsio Lyasu and Villa Najangaha Offigula o Yas Yavilis and Ejeg and Chacton Shaw. Carter Shearus or Sprickina a winning lish and Valla and a Janter Service Giliga a Currer Foil. August and Bala and Yanter Canchori Giliga a Arku, Sachervish Publi, Sevilla. Gur canchori geliga aveas if fihe fwinge da abriha ura sa chervish publi, go meo caigen changa a horch isja an ach skemen a changa, agus caffer plan nation to ur conservishi frige geliga a holla hars comai. Majorless press, ratchis the hoj run the geliga, athni tar na barney at a on majorless servishi publi a cur or foil frige geliga, agus shrai griever ha at a de ye conservishi a cur or foil frige geliga a yosu le. Hamakdama. Tashi Mar Cosbor Gome Fiha Fwinged Donadini Nua a Architer Satervish Publi and Yul Sigeli. Bronhi Uktran Common Luchless Gale John Horan Trochas Shacht Mon Chlobana Common Luchless Gale S a Gudge Seher Son the Gelige Eg Okaj Bronta e Barkan Croki Iha Haharnsha. And Trio Okaj Bronta Bun Eg Fondirect Joseph Vegonache Scheme Takiart the Kudge Glory. Gael, agus do chud an Cumann Lúchlas Gael. Le tachiacht agus ahantas o chúirt do na clubin na Cumann Lúchlas Gael. Bhíon lo an gheilige a chur chun cinn. Glac os gion cid trochus a chuig club páirt sa tríomhlíon don scéim seo an nianna méadú cahar a fuin géad dheavílas a chúirt déag. Tá deag club Cumann Lúchlas Gael as chun de chun an áil chun ahantas a áil fríd an scéim de saharn seo. Is an ómas do Joseph Joe McDonagh a Annum new and undirect new shop. Agus Jan her fela skiliacht an aglesha a oscult go hafigul tronona eranal cara in gael tucked ear hushgard gunanal anew and Talav Lilis O'Leary avese lahar igan Sean Varick igan Shea Chlug lishan Sholu a yenu agus con liacht garage ar chanahash fan glas gavlanya a horch ta emakti go lior bartihe ta ahananya idir lanav agan lia agus lia don jaru shartanya cardlana da dini fast agus da fwesti Le Shanahiha Etchula, Brijana Ni Wheel, Agus Garajin Bratna, Sholu, Drama Ur, the Kudge Kahalo Sharky, Daravanam, Rockabilly Baller, Agus Iha Gran and the Hasu, the Iha Hahern, Agus Gulorella, Beskeliha, Elahar, Oga, Cantor, Gelterta, and Hondi. Shim Mahudsa Eligolier, Slan, Agus Barracked.
The obituary notice says for this Friday evening, December the 13th. The death has taken place of Isabel McCrae, née Gallagher, 108 Melmount Road at Sion Mills and formerly of Contham Road at Burnie, reposing at her son Jared McCrae's home 67 Norrell Drive, Strabane, this evening from 6:30. Fiona leaving her son's home on Sunday morning at 10:20 for Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers please to Longfield Care Home Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Paddy John O'Brien, Mina Clady, Gidor. His remains are reposing at his late residence in Mina Clady. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbkill's Church, Knockfola, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Martha Ward, Gorkali, Kerry Keel, remains reposing at her home. Requiem Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Kerry Keel, followed by interment in Rossenkill Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Oncology or Haematology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or McElwee Funeral Directors. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral.
The death has taken place of Teresa Carton, 131A Sleafboy Road, Clawdy. Her funeral will leave her late home at 9:30 on Sunday morning for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Craigban, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Sarah McCall, Mina Coon, Gidor and formerly of Dor Bombeg. Her remains will repose at the family home in Mina Coon from 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg on Monday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. House private police from after the rosary until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Margaret Toy, née McLucas, Mullins, Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Oncology Unit at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Pat Kelly, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Michael McLaughlin, Calhame, Linsport, Buncrana. Michael's remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m.